Good morning and welcome to Community Chat. I'm your host, Ralph Lynch, and we certainly thank you for joining us today. Our program is sponsored each and every week by our good friends at Baker's Furniture here in Tahlequah. They've been in business, as we have mentioned, 53 years plus. And they also offer free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. And they were voted again number one furniture place in Cherokee County, and certainly rightfully so. They're great people. Anything you need in the way of furnishings, you contact them. They'll be glad to help you, and they will treat you right. Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee, here in Tahlequah. And we have a special guest today. We're very honored to have a lady that we had on back about a year ago, I think, somewhere in there. Weather, when it gets cold, we think of Shana Dry and the Warming Center, First Methodist, and we've had some cold weather. It's been kind of ups and downs, but our special guest again is Reverend Shana Dry, who's pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Tahlequah. And Shana, I appreciate your taking the time to be with us. And if you have a little bit of background on First Methodist, I'm sure it's maybe one of the oldest churches in town.
It definitely is. It definitely is. It is one of the oldest churches in town. We've been there for years. Absolutely. I mean, back in the 1920s. So, yes, it is one of the oldest churches in town. And I'm grateful for you to have me on here. Thank you. Thank you, Ralph, for inviting me on today.
You're very welcome. I've seen parts of that church that I'm sure not even you have seen. I was thinking thinking about that on the way in. Back about 1990, somewhere in there, we had been broadcasting your 11 o'clock service on KTLQ.
That's right.
And the phone system somehow was changed, and we had to go with a transmitter and antenna system. And the only way to do that was to climb up in the attic, and there's a floor up there. It's kind of second place. And that floor led you all the way to the bell tower. And we needed to set the antenna up so that it would kind of show through the vents in the bell tower. And I'm betting that antenna's probably still up there.
I bet it is, too.
That was an interesting trip. I had to make a couple of trips up there, so I got to know the church quite well.
Well, I bet you did.
The Warming Center, of course, is not just a singular event, but it's an ongoing deal with a corporation of a lot of other churches and people. And I know that with the cold weather, we've had a cold snap come in here, and we've got people out there. We think, I guess, of the homeless. But really, there are other people out there that maybe they've run out of propane, maybe their heater went out. They need a warm place to spend an evening or two, and it's open to them as well. Tell us about the Warming Center.
Well, we've been really fortunate this year so far, and have not had to have the Warming Center open yet. We have three criteria that it has to meet before we open the warming shelter. And that is that, of course, it has to have inclement weather. Cold temperatures is one. Extreme cold temperatures is one. Below freezing, of course, but also with precipitation. It has to be involved with precipitation. And then we have to have the supplies to help open it. And then we have to have volunteers to make that happen. And so all three of those points have to be in place before we can open the warming shelter. Now, we've been very blessed because some of you know, as you know, boy, we've had some 60 and 70 degree weather even
right.
in January.
Yeah, right. Yes, we
but
have.
I've, I have been told, and I've been had several phone calls, but this weekend I think that's going to change.
It certainly looks like it. Looks like it's going to be cold.
That's true. That's right. So we're looking at probably, you know, I haven't talked to Chief King yet. Chief Nate King helps us with that immensely and helps us open up and provides police officers around the clock with us, staying there with us. And so I have not talked to him yet. But, you know, if he is in agreement with it and he wants to do it, then we're going to probably open it up Friday afternoon or Friday evening.
And it's a community-wide service as far as various churches, and they volunteer to come in, and if you volunteer for service for the warming center, I'm sure you have a certain time frame to show up and duties to do.
Absolutely. You know, it is a very, very wide community event. It could not happen if it was just our church. We have great volunteers that make it happen and everything, but still, we have to have the volunteers to make it all work. And so we have several churches that happen, several businesses volunteer, you know, cooking and supplying the food for it, and several individuals that sign up, because it takes about a minimum of three volunteers, you know, every shift. And we usually do 2-hour or 4-hour shifts, but it takes a minimum of 3 to 4 volunteers. Because we have roughly average, last year we were averaging 35 to 40 that were staying on site. And you're absolutely right, Ralph. It's not just about those that are homeless. We do have several that are homeless or at risk, but we have several that, you know, have run out of propane, or several that heater is just not working and won't pull down when it's 15 degrees outside. It just won't cover it, and they'd rather have a warm space in the middle of the night. And so that's where we come in.
And as far as security, I'm sure there are some people that might be apprehensive about volunteering because, you know, we have sort of an unknown type of person coming in there, the homeless people, not too much of a background. As far as security is concerned, I'm sure there are guidelines as to who might be able to take availability of the service.
That's right. There is guidelines. We don't turn anyone away as long as they behave by the rules. There's guidelines they have to sign and they have to agree to when they come in off the street. And we go into detail with each one of them as they walk in the door. And so we're very careful. We're very blessed because we've not had any problems or any issues with it. They're thankful for the warm cot, and they're thankful for the nice hot cup of hot cocoa or coffee and the good meal and the warm space to be out of the elements.
Yeah, that you're not only providing, let's say, bed space or cot space, but you're also providing the food or refreshments or whatever they might need. And you mentioned security. That certainly is going to be very important to volunteers to know they have security on hand.
That's right.
And the cost factor of this, of course, you provide the space, the utilities, that type of thing. You have others that provide various things, but it is something that certainly, I'm sure, could use some donations, some help.
Absolutely. Yes, we're totally run on donations. We do provide the space and we do cover the utilities. But yes, you know, it takes blankets and pillows and coffee. They drink a lot of coffee. And we provide coffee and water and then meals. And so, but we have a lot of donations that come in for those type things. But of course, yeah, it takes a lot of donations from the community, the churches, the organizations to step up to help with that.
Your church also hosts an event weekly called Feed My Sheep. A lot of people have probably heard that term, and they sort of understand what the term means, but maybe not totally aware of the actual event itself. Tell us about Feed My Sheep, if you know how this came about and how it is run.
It's a beautiful organization. It's a beautiful community organization. It started about 15 years ago. And, of course, it comes from, we named it that from the parable that Jesus, you know, was looking at his disciples and said, feed my sheep, mm-hmm. you know, love my sheep, take care of my sheep. He was the head shepherd. And so we kind of went with that, and it took on a life of its own. It's now become a non-religious community organization that is run and operated by a bunch of different religious people. We show faith through our actions. Hunger, Ralph, is a universal feeling. It doesn't discriminate against age. It doesn't discriminate against ethnicity or religion, political ideology, or your social status. We all, at one point or another, feel hungry. And so we all can empathize with that. And at Feed My Sheep, all are welcome to help. All are welcome to come and eat. All are welcome to serve.
I was thinking last night how close to so many of us are near being homeless. You know, if you miss a couple of paychecks or your Social Security, whatever reason something happens, if you lost your Social Security, a lot of people are living on that. And without that, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks away, and you're homeless.
You're homeless. That's right. That's right.
And
I agree.
What are the requirements now? I realize, and I shouldn't say this, but I know we have some people out there that are just takers. What about the people that are eligible or should take advantage of Feed My Sheep?
So there's no eligibility for it. There's no requirement for it. Everyone is welcome. There is no eligibility for it at all. And, you know, we don't know why someone is there being a taker. Something in their life has happened. Something has happened to them or hurt them. And we don't know where they've been in life and what their reason is for that. And so all are welcome. There is no judgment. Anybody can drive up in anything or walk up to anywhere. As long as they can walk in or they can roll in a wheelchair, we're going to serve them and love them and show them what the true love is and where our faith is in action with that.
Our community is so benevolent in so many ways, and we've had various people on here talking about the various programs. Of course, we've got Josh Allen, who does a wonderful job with the Sober House for the men.
Uh-huh.
We've got CASA, which Court Advocates for the Small Children. We've got Help in Crisis. We've got, of course, Feed My Sheep. We've got the Warming Center. Our area has to resolve on so many volunteers, and Helping Hands is another right at Park Hill Church, thinking about all the various things.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And we're always needing volunteers. How might, if somebody's interested in helping with the Warming Center or with Feed My Sheep at First Methodist, how might they get in touch with somebody to volunteer?
If you will call the church office at 918-456-6141 and then dial 1, push 1, that will get to my administrative assistant or to myself, and we'll make sure and get you in contact with the right people. I'm in charge of the Warming Center. Bilal is in charge of the Bilal Laundry. Landry is in charge of the Feed My Sheep, but we have all the connections together, and we'll make sure it happens.
Well, I certainly appreciate all that you and your church does involved in the community, and we appreciate our guest, Reverend Shanna Dry, who is pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Tahlequah, where we've been talking about the Warming Center and Feed My Sheep. Shanna, thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed talking with you.
We always enjoy our visits. Thank you. The program is brought to you each and every week by our friends at Baker's Furniture here in Tahlequah. You name it, in the way of furnishings, whether it's bedroom, dining room, living room, kitchen, they've got it all for you, and they try to treat you right. They really do. They want to save you some money, get you the better buy, and save you from having to go out of town, be out gas expense, maybe having to have something delivered in. They do all of that for you, so they're going to save you money in the long run because they provide free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. Baker's Furniture here in Tahlequah, 3231 South Muskogee in Tahlequah. We hope you'll join us again next week at the same time for Community Chat.